morning, everyone, and welcome to the Order of Malta American Association's first spiritual outreach call of 2019. The American Association hopes that everyone had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we're excited to announce today's speaker. He is a friend of the American Association, Monsignor John Strinkowski, and he was ordained in Rome for the Diocese of Brooklyn in 1963. After serving as a parochial vicar in Brooklyn, he returned to Rome to complete doctoral studies and began service to the Holy See, first in the Secretariat of State and then the Congregation of Bishops. He also served as an assistant spiritual director of the North American College. He was a professor of theology and the rector at the Seminary of the Immaculate Conception in Huntington, New York, and he served as a pastor from 1995 to 2000 before serving at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, first as the Assistant Secretary for Catholic Higher Education, and then as the Executive Director of the Secretariat for Doctrine and Pastoral Practice. He was Rector of St. James Cathedral in Brooklyn and Vicar for Higher Education from 2005 until his retirement in 2015. Monsignor Strinkowski has preached at many priest retreats and spoken at numerous conferences on ecclesiology, ministry, and spirituality. He has also published a number of articles on these topics. And now, let us welcome Monsignor Strinkowski to speak about today's topic, baptism, what it really means, a refresher.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm very happy to be with you this morning. I'm a good friend of Monsignor Frank Caldwell, and he asked me to make this presentation this morning, and so I'm very happy to do so. The secular world, of course, has finished its holiday season, but we as Christians, we continue to celebrate the Christmas season, and we will continue to do so until January 13th, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. And so we are still very much in the spirit of celebrating the incarnation of the Lord and what it means. And I want to suggest this morning that the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord helps us to understand more deeply what our baptism is all about, because ultimately all of us want to live out that baptism more and more deeply. I want to begin with a reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. It has to do with the baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me." Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Now that's an interesting statement from Jesus. It's the only comment that we have according on that line in the Gospels. It's the only time that Jesus says those words. It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Now remember that John's baptism was for repentance, and so he was calling forward sinners to be baptized by him. And baptism, of course, at that time was by immersion, full immersion in the river Jordan. We know that that's still practiced today, even in Catholic churches, for example, at the Easter Vigil, people are baptized by full immersion in a pond or a pool or a fountain. The word baptism is a Greek word that means bath. It means to be immersed in water. And I want to suggest that when Jesus says that being baptized by John the Baptist is a way for him and John to fulfill all righteousness, Jesus is saying that he wants to be immersed fully in the human situation, that the incarnation means that he wants to share our human nature to the fullest possible degree, except for sin. Jesus did not sin, but otherwise he lived our human condition fully. He immersed himself, you might say, he bathed himself in our human condition. This past Sunday, Feast of the Holy Family, we saw that when Jesus was in the temple in Jerusalem and he was in constant conversation for 3 days with the teachers of the Jewish faith, in which he was listening and asking questions. Jesus immersed himself in the process of learning. As any child, he had to learn. And so he immersed himself in our human condition, even to the point that at the end of his life, he would suffer and die for us. So fully was he committed to immersing himself in our situation that he was willing to experience the joys and sorrows of human nature. And even then, the ultimate pain and grief and suffering of death itself. Jesus immersed himself fully in our human condition so that he could then immerse us in God, so that he could then, you might say, allow us to be immersed fully in God's own life, the life of the Trinity, the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus then calls us to baptism. We have been blessed because we were baptized. And by being baptized, we began life with God, life with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And from our very infancy, we have had the privilege, the grace of being a part of God's own life, that God has shared with us his life through Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to do when we reflect on our baptism. We were plunged into the mystery of Christ, into who Jesus Christ is. And over the years, we have learned more and more about who Jesus is, and we have come to love him more and more as we have recognized his love for us. Jesus has become more and more a part of our lives as we make our journey through life, as we make our journey through the years of our life. And so we are immersed, bathed, we are plunged into the mystery of Jesus. But how does that work itself out concretely? How do we make our baptism into Jesus more and more a reality of our own life? I want to suggest several ways that you are already familiar with. The first, obviously, is the liturgy, that we immerse ourselves in the liturgy, most especially the liturgy of the Eucharist, that we become active participants in the celebration of the Eucharist by our faith, by our love, by our attentiveness, by our focus. In the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross is made present for us, and we come to realize how deeply he loves each one of us. At the same time, he invites us to make a gift of ourselves, to make our lives a sacrifice for the sake of others. And so when we receive Holy Communion, we are receiving the fruit, the benefit, the grace of Jesus' death for us on the cross, of his infinite love for us, his unending love for us. And we are plunging ourselves, we are immersing ourselves more and more in the life of Christ. Christ becomes more and more of a reality for us. He becomes someone with whom we walk on our journey through life. And so I suggest that the first way in which we make real our baptism is by participation in liturgy, obviously not just simply the Eucharist, but also the other sacraments. So, for example, in the sacrament of reconciliation, that we allow ourselves to plunge into the mercy of God. When we confess our sins and receive absolution, we bathe, you might say, in the mercy of God who forgives us our sins through Jesus Christ. So the first way in which we make our baptism more real is by participation in liturgy, especially in the Eucharist and Holy Communion. The second way I want to suggest is by our coming to know more and more about Jesus through prayer. And one of the privileged methods of prayer is to meditate on the Gospels, is to take the Gospels and to reflect on them. Each day, we can take a gospel passage, perhaps the gospel passage for the Eucharist of that day, and reflect on it, pray over it, think about it, try to imagine ourselves as part of the audience that Jesus is addressing. And what is he saying to us? And what can we learn about Jesus when we look at the Gospels? What can we learn about his wisdom, his compassion, his gentleness, his sense of hospitality, his welcoming people to himself? The gospel passages tell us so much about Jesus, and so we can immerse ourselves into the person of Jesus. just as we do with friends. We converse with friends. We talk with friends. As we talk with friends and spend time with them, we get to know more about them and they about us. Well, also then, we can do that. We can deepen our friendship with Jesus. We can deepen our friendship with Jesus through meditating on the Gospels. And so we should try each day to take a Gospel passage and just for a few minutes to reflect on it so that we can immerse ourselves, plunge our lives, plunge our hearts into the heart of Christ and thus be bathed by Him constantly and renewed by Him. A third way in which we can immerse ourselves more deeply in Jesus is a way that is well known to the Order of Malta, and that is by service to the poor. Jesus Christ lives in the heart of each one of us, and He also lives in the hearts of the poor, the sick, those who are marginalized. Jesus lives there, trying to console them, trying to strengthen them, and trying to show us His face through them. Jesus shows Himself through the faith and the goodness, the solidarity of those who are afflicted in some way or another. And by our coming to know them and by our coming to serve them, we also then encounter the face of Jesus, the Jesus who Himself suffered, the Jesus Himself who was willing to undertake every aspect of our human nature, even death on the cross. And so we come to realize that Jesus shows us His own vulnerability during His lifetime. And He lives also now, not only in our own hearts, but also in the hearts of those who are vulnerable. Jesus is close to those who are vulnerable. And so He is present in them as well. And by our service to them, by our companionship with them, by our solidarity with them, we come to see the goodness of Jesus. We come to see the vulnerability of Jesus. We come to see how He seeks our love, that Jesus is thirsting for the love that we show for the least among us. And so as we think now about our baptism and as we think forward to the Feast of the Baptism coming up on January the 13th, we have the opportunity to renew our own baptism. And we can renew that baptism by our fervent and active participation in the liturgy, especially in the Eucharist, by our immersing ourselves and coming to know Jesus through the Gospels and by our service to the poor. Our baptism is an incredible gift from God. We are privileged to know God through His Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as God's people baptized into Jesus Christ, we rejoice because of the great gift we have received, and we seek to renew it in every possible way. I thank you for your attention, and I wish you continuing grace during this season. God bless you all.
Thank you, Monsignor Strinkowski, and a special thank you to all of our members who joined us for today's spiritual outreach call. A recording of this call will be added to the spirituality section of our website, www.orderofmaltaamerican.org, later today. And we hope you will join us for our next spiritual outreach call on Wednesday, February 6th at 11 a.m. with Father Joseph Cavoto. He will be speaking about the World Day of the Sick. Thank you again to everyone who joins us for today's call, and we hope you have a great day.